This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Come the weekend, it's time to tend the all-American lawn. Time to fire up the mowers and weed whackers. Lawns need a lot of tending because they go against a basic law of nature. Biodiversity, the ever-changing dynamic system of plants and animals, flora and fauna. To maintain lawn, a single crop, requires a lot of work as it goes against this natural mix of species. There's fertilizer to trick grass into an extended growing period. Herbicides and insecticides to kill anything that's not grass. Water, at least an inch a week, to keep grass green, often using high-quality drinking water. Fertilized and watered lawns thrive and need a lot of mowing and produce a lot of emissions from gas-powered mowers. Nationwide, our lawns add up to an area the size of New York State. That's a lot of chemicals, a lot of water and fossil fuels burned. And money, $30 to $40 billion spent each year on lawn care. Fortunately, we've seen some scaling back on lawns and lawn care for several reasons, including health and environment. And landscapers that specialize in a more natural lawn are getting easier to find. Health concerns led Connecticut and New York to ban pesticides on school grounds, and many towns in the Northeast have done the same. North of the border, most provinces in Canada ban the sale and use of pesticides and herbicides on all lawns. As for biodiversity and how it works, well, one example, clover is what's called a nitrogen fixer. It's one of many plants that takes nitrogen from the atmosphere and deliver it to the soil. Lawns without herbicides have a lot of clover working to create natural fertilizer. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.